This is the second part of part one in Parallels of Jeremiah, if you're just joining us. My name is Daniel, and I'll be the one narrating this today. Just a word of encouragement. Although it is all rights reserved, as many copies as you want can be made freely, because freely we have been given, freely give. The only thing that's copyrighted is the content. Picking up where we left off, I'm going to start at Psalms again. Just a little review. Psalm 4 is asking the same question as a living one does not change. Psalm 4:2, O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. Pause. Selah is a pause. We need to think that the Lord of all flesh is asking that question. How long will we turn his glory into shame? How long will we shame the Savior who is the glory of God? How long will we drag the title and rank of a Christian in the dirt? Psalm 4:3. But know that the Lord, all caps, has set aside him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. He will hear us when we turn from sin to him. Psalm 4:4. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Stand in awe. Awe needs to be restored to America, to the churches, so we will serve the Lord correctly. Psalm 4:5. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. Psalm 4:6. There may be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, all caps, lift up thy light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, all caps, only makest me to dwell in safety. If we want to be more safe, we need to serve the Almighty God, as he's the only one that can make us safe. Moving on to Psalm 5. Psalm 5:1. Give ear to my words, O Lord, all caps. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, O my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. Psalm 5:3. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, all caps. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight, they hatest all workers of iniquity. Psalm 5:6. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing, the Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will worship toward thy holy temple. We need the fear of God restored in our churches and our nation. Psalm 5:8. Lead me, O Lord, all caps, in thy righteousness, because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Psalm 5:10. Destroy thou them, O Lord, and let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out of the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, all caps, will bless the righteous with favor. Wilt thou compass him also as with a shield? This is the answer for those in Jeremiah and for those in America. As just like in Jeremiah and the Psalms as well, we're needing repentance so the king does not destroy us. He hates evil, but he loves the sinner. They will fall, the wicked in our nation. You can bank on that, whether here or after death when they appear before the Lord of glory. Do not even think of following the counsel of the wicked. Jeremiah 4:20. Destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is spoiled. Suddenly are my tents spoiled, and my curtains any moment. How long will I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpets? For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children, and they have no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. Jeremiah 4:23. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was formed and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. 4:25. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heaven were fled. In a moment, the destruction of the USA, all caps, can come. What is the verdict of the Lord? I fear it will be the same as it was in Israel. Proverbs 21:24. Proud and haughty scorner is his name, who dealeth in proud wrath. Proverbs 21:25. The desire of the slothful killeth his, for his hands refuse to labor. 21:26. He coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. 21:27. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more then when he bringeth it with a wicked mind? Proverbs 21:28. A false witness shall perish, but the man that heareth speaketh constantly. 21:29. A wicked man hardeneth his face, but as for the upright, he directeth his way. And Proverbs 21:30. There is no wisdom nor understanding nor counsel against the Lord, all caps. After reading this, I have to ask myself, is this a mirror to America? Proud and haughty scorner is his name. Never have we had so many who scorn the word of the Lord and his name. Never have we had so many who scorn the word of the Lord. The desire of the slothful killeth him. His hands refuse to labor. Never has the world known a lazier generation, both physically and, God forbid, but spiritually as well. Are you crying yet? U.S. all caps. Of America, all caps. That is you. We want what does not belong to us. God sees our wicked intent. We're not hiding our purpose from him. The difference between the wicked and the righteous in Christ is a simple but powerful one. The attitude towards sinning, as we who are in Christ know, a very high price was paid for us. Nothing that flesh can dream or plot will stand against the Lord. I have also seen in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. Jeremiah 23:14. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hand of the evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. A horrible thing? It is a horrible thing to tell those that do wickedness with no desire to change that they are okay. That is a false grace, and salvation is for the repentant. The prophets, teachers of America, tell people they're okay when the word of the Lord says that people need to repent. God called the apple of his eye Israel, like the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah. How much more America? If you are under the blood of Christ, or rather, if you are not under the blood of Christ, you are under the curse. However, if you are under the blood of Christ, but act like you are not, God will judge you like those under the curse. What about the God of grace, you ask? You, like Israel, are forgiven for his sake when you repent. What a precious promise. Those under the curse are only forgiven when they turn to the Lord for salvation and come under his blood covenant. Jeremiah 9:23. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, all caps, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things do I delight, saith the Lord, all caps. God delights in us knowing him and how he is. This is the recipe or formula, if you will, to turn the tide, is to stop boasting in foolishness and even wisdom. This is success in knowing and understanding the Lord. Jeremiah 6:11. Therefore I am full of the fury of the Lord, all caps. I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. Even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. Weary with holding in. Do not think for a moment he is not weary holding in on America, as we have not repented but have done worse and worse. Read on to see why he is weary with holding in on Israel. Jeremiah 6:12. And their houses shall be turned unto others, with their fields and the wise together, for I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. Given to covetousness? And every one from the prophet to the priest, or unto the priest rather, dealeth falsely? I have even had people tell me you cannot afford to be honest. This is part one of a series in Jeremiah. Go to part two if you want to or need to hear more, and there's even more parts after that. May God bless you.